In recent months, the former Soviet Republic of Georgia has seen an unprecedented shift of power. The country's former president, Eduard Shevardnadze, was peacefully ousted from his post by the opposition, ending decades of rule. 36-year-old opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili was then elected as the new president of Georgia and became the youngest head of state in Europe. He is now facing an extremely difficult task of rebuilding his country. Anyard Aver reports from Moscow.
On January 26th, the new president of Georgia was inaugurated in the country's capital, Tbilisi. With a rose in his hand, Mikhail Saakashvili took the presidential oath in front of the parliament building, where he led protesters in the so-called Rose Revolution in November. Placing his hand on the Constitution, Mr. Saakashvili pledged to lead Georgia to a brighter and more unified future. He said he would dedicate his presidency to help the country's poor and promised to uproot corruption that has plagued the country's economy for years. The inauguration came on the day of 76th birthday of Georgia's former leader, Eduard Shevardnadze, a man who ruled the country for decades. Mr. Saakashvili once worked for Mr. Shevardnadze and eventually ousted him from office after a massive public protest movement against fraudulent parliamentary elections. Georgians have placed high hopes on their young and energetic leader, who won 97% of the votes in the presidential election. But the new president is facing several extremely difficult tasks. Saakashvili inherited a country where foreign debt equals 60% of its gross domestic product, and huge parts of its territory are controlled by separatists. Saakashvili pledged to reunite Georgia, which lost two of its provinces, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, in the early 1990s when they won de facto independence in bloody wars. Georgia's former president, Eduard Shevardnadze, failed to mend fences with the breakaway regions, and the new president vowed to bring them back. However, Abkhazia's foreign minister Sergei Shamba says that promise might be hard to fulfill.
Relations between Georgia and Abkhazia do not depend on changing the leader or ideology. They have a different character, and eventually they will depend on the people's will.
But the biggest challenge for Saakashvili is how to reconcile the interests of Russia and the United States, rivals for influence over Georgia, which is soon to be home to a key oil pipeline that will bring Caspian Sea oil to the West. The two countries have grown increasingly wary of each other's activities in the area. U.S. military instructors have been deployed in Georgia, and Russia still has military presence in the region. And while Washington welcomed the new Georgian leader, Moscow has adopted a more cautious wait-and-see approach. The presence of two Soviet-era Russian military bases in Georgia still remains a source of friction between the two countries. The Kremlin has accused Georgia of allowing rebel fighters from the breakaway Russian Republic of Chechnya to launch attacks from inside Georgian territory. And many Russians suspect Mr. Saakashvili, a U.S.-educated lawyer, of using the help of Washington's hand in his accession to power. The Georgian president says the fact that he studied in the United States has played a major role in Georgia's development.
I come from a middle-class family, which at that moment when it all happened didn't have any means to send me anywhere. All my education was covered by the U.S. Congress. Certainly it causes some suspicions in other countries that are kind of jealous about this thing. And I think that has contributed tremendously to Georgia's development.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who attended the inauguration, said the United States guarantees its support to the new president. He said the U.S. will provide $166 million of assistance to Georgia this year, in addition to about $1 billion received in the past 10 years.
This is a historic day for the Georgian people. I'm here to convey to you that the United States will continue to stand with you as we have during this past 2 months of difficult transition. We will be with you as you form a new government, a government that, as you and I have discussed a few moments ago, will be committed to economic reform, political reform, protection of human rights, and the elimination of corruption.
Still, Moscow, which dominated the country for more than 200 years, has powerful influence on Tbilisi, as it provides most of Georgia's energy supplies. In addition, Russia's large Georgian diaspora is investing $2 billion into Georgia every year. According to the Kremlin, this sum exceeds all the foreign aid received by the country. In an effort to calm Russia's fears, Mr. Saakashvili says that although he believes Georgia's cooperation with the United States will be successful, his country should not be a place of competition between Moscow and Washington.
I believe that we will establish good cooperation in the areas of fighting international terrorism and establishing security and peace in the world. And I believe that our cooperation here will prove very productive. Our position is that Georgia cannot be a battlefield between states, and that's why we want to have good relations with Russia, with all our neighbors.
However, Mr. Saakashvili has been sending mixed signals to Moscow by calling for the Russian President Vladimir Putin to, quote, understand the realities. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he accused Russia of creating problems for Georgia and said that its place was taken by another state, possibly meaning the United States. Still, despite of his criticism towards Moscow, Mr. Saakashvili repeatedly insisted on improving relations with Russia. And to prove Georgia's loyalty towards its northern neighbor, Mikhail Saakashvili visited Russia on his first official trip abroad. In Moscow, the Georgian leader said he came to Russia to make friends, and his outstretched hand seemed to have been accepted by the Kremlin. Sergei Prikhotko, deputy head of Russia's presidential administration.
Finally, we have a partner with whom we can openly talk about what's important, and also the results of the negotiations allow us to hope for change in the Russian-Georgian bilateral relations.
Saakashvili's predecessor, Eduard Shevardnadze, portrayed Russia as an empire which tries to bend Georgia under its control. While succeeding in building anti-Russian sentiments in the country, he failed to retain public support as his misguided domestic policies brought Georgia to the brink of collapse. His departure last November has opened a window of opportunity for the country. And Mikhail Saakashvili underlined his intention to unify his fractured country by praying at the tomb of its 12th century founder, King David the Builder, on the eve of his official inauguration. Many Georgians say they are proud of their new leader, who speaks five languages and is the youngest president in Europe. Mr. Saakashvili helped his country to get rid of its Soviet past. Whether he manages to make Georgia a truly democratic European state is still to be seen. For Common Ground, I'm Anya Ardaeva in Moscow.